I'm Mark Bayshore. Thanks for joining us today for Current State. Well, are you ready for city sidewalks, busy sidewalks? Tens of thousands of people are expected in downtown Lansing this evening to enjoy the 32nd annual Silver Bells in the City celebration. The event features music, food, crafts, and of course the venerable Electric Light Parade. The evening culminates with the annual lighting of the state Christmas tree and fireworks to boot over the Capitol. WKAR-TV will broadcast the event live this evening at 6 o'clock. Joining me by phone now to talk about this year's celebration, Mindy Bilodeau. She's the executive director of Downtown Lansing, Inc. Mindy, welcome back to Current State.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Does this celebration get bigger every year? I mean, it's obviously grown in a big way over 32 years. Would you say that it gets a little bit bigger every year still?
Yeah, it does. We still stick with all the traditional elements of the event that everyone has grown to love over the years. And then we're always looking to add new things for people to enjoy while they're here in downtown Lansing.
We're looking at terrific weather here for the parade. It's going to change pretty suddenly, but for this evening, it looks like it's going to be pretty hospitable here. Does that affect, that must affect the size of the crowd? What kind of turnout are you expecting here?
We always have a large crowd, and we always prepare to handle over 100,000 people plus. So we're anticipating, you know, just a really great number of people coming out and coming together to celebrate everything that's good in the holiday season.
How does this one-night population boom help the downtown Lansing economy? Is there can you measure what this does to the economy?
You can't pinpoint it. It has a huge positive impact. We know that from talking to our businesses, not only downtown, but throughout the region, in the hotels. Hotels have been booked throughout the region for quite some time. They fill up pretty quickly because not only people come throughout mid-Michigan to celebrate the event, but people come from throughout the state and beyond because it is the capital city, and it's the statewide kickoff to the holiday season, not just Lansing.
Very cool. For people who may be listening to our morning broadcast or even at noon, there are some events today that happen well before the parade this evening at 6. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, at noon, we always kick off the Lansing Border Water and Lights in the United States Marine Corps, the Toys for Tots program for the season. So there is a really cool toy mill that is on North Washington Square in Ottawa by Capital National Bank. So we will have a choir and a bunch of dignitaries there to open up the Toys for Tots collection. So we do encourage people, if they can bring a unwrapped new toy to drop off at the toy mill as they're coming to celebrate, that would be wonderful.
We're talking about the largest public event held each year in Lansing. It can only be Silver Bells in the City. The parade begins in downtown Lansing tonight at 6, and we are talking with Mindy Bilodeau, Executive Director of Downtown Lansing, Inc., which organizes Silver Bells. This year marks the event's 32nd year. Now, I know you've been hearing some talk about the state Christmas tree. That's kind of creating some buzz. It's not quite as big this year. What's the story?
No, the Michigan Capitol Commission, they did some grounds improvements to the Capitol. So they added some replica historic lights, some security bollards, and some other things. So the tree is actually pushed out eastward. So it's in a whole different location than it normally is at the Capitol. So due to that and the traffic guidelines and sight lines, because it does stick out into the parking lane, it had to be about 10 to 15 feet shorter than what we normally have. So the tree's 50 feet. It has a topper for the first time that adds an additional 5 feet to it. So it is by no means a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. It is quite large. So, yeah, there is a noticeable difference, but once it's lit up tonight, it will be beautiful.
What does it take to plan for this event? I mean, we've got an event that draws tens of thousands of people beyond the normal population. What does that take?
It takes a lot. 8 months of planning and coordination. There's so many moving parts to the event. We have a really dedicated committee of 30 people for planning and all of the leadership purposes. There's 500 volunteers on the ground tonight working in various areas to make sure things go smoothly. So it really is great public-private partnerships and also just really dedicated volunteers who love the event in the community that really need to get credit for pulling this off as well.
I know you don't go back 32 years with Silver Bells, but you've probably heard about some unusual stories that have come from Silver Bells past, and maybe one or two interesting things has happened while you've been with Downtown Lansing. Do any come to mind?
Yeah, a couple of cute ones. Usually every year there's at least one marriage proposal. One year we helped coordinate for a gentleman to do it live on air for WKAR and Fox, which was really fun. Squirrels are always an issue with the tree. They like to climb up the tree and chew the wiring.
Year after year, squirrels are an issue? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. So that makes me the most nervous is when we do the big countdown. I just always want that entire tree to light. So up until the event, folks are making sure everything is working and tweaking because you just never know if someone's going to shimmy up there and chew some of the wiring. So,
well, you've got a ready excuse if it ever doesn't. Has it ever not happened? Has
no,
that actually happened?
But
or
we
not?
Don't want it to.
I don't want to jinx anything here, but I know parking is a concern. Many streets will be rerouted to make way for the parade. What do visitors need to know about getting downtown and finding a parking space?
All the City of Lansing parking ramps, there's several of them throughout the downtown area, are open for free starting at 5 o'clock, so you're welcome to park in any of those. In addition, all the State of Michigan parking lots, they're very big parking lots that are west of the Capitol, those are all open and free to the public as well, including the State of Michigan Roosevelt parking ramp, too. So there are lots of parking options. A great spot is to park by the Michigan Historical Center, and then you can even jump on CATA. There's a special Silver Bells route for 50 cents that will take you right into the heart of downtown.
Lots of information and a map available at silverbellsinthecity.org. If you had, is the turnout better on unusually warm Silver Bells days, or is it actually better when there's a bit more chill in the air or maybe some snow on the ground? Do you know?
Of course. People prefer warmer weather, so some people like it a little bit chilly. What's great about this, people love and they have embraced the event in this community for so long. It really doesn't matter what the weather, but we always know there's going to be an uptick when the weather is unseasonably warm.
We've been talking about Silver Bells in the City, the beloved Lansing tradition now in its 32nd year. Events kick off today in downtown Lansing. The Electric Light Parade starts this evening at 6 p.m. You can catch that on WKAR-TV as well. Mindy Bilodeau is the executive director of Downtown Lansing, Inc., the agency which coordinates the event. Mindy, thanks for talking with us, and good luck tonight.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be a wonderful night in the Capital City.
All right.